HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Congress MLA Charanjit Singh Chinni will take oath as Punjab's 16th Chief Minister on Monday at 11 a.m. The swearing-in ceremony will be held in Chandigarh. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is unlikely to attend the oath-taking ceremony. The party has said that there will be two deputy chief ministers in the state. According to Congress leaders, the gathering at the ceremony will be small, consisting of 40 people. The drive to give COVID-19 jab to people has been scaled up in poll-bound states. Administering at least one shot to the eligible lot in these states is the government's priority, sources said. Goa and Himachal Pradesh have already administered one dose of the vaccine to their entire eligible population. In other poll-bound states like Punjab and UP, the government wants to ensure at least one jab is given. The overall deficiency in monsoon rains has reduced to 4% till Sunday. This is down from 9% recorded at the end of August. The turnaround is due to a revival of weather systems in September. According to IMD, monsoon is now in the normal category this year. It said that more showers are expected in the remaining days of the month. CSK gave a crushing 20-run defeat to MI in the IPL on Sunday. Ritiraj Gaikwad laid the foundation with an unbeaten 58-ball 88. Dwayne Bravo too pitched in with an excellent bowling display. The Indian Premier League resumed in the UAE after a four-month interruption. The first phase in India was suspended due to COVID-19 in May. Chelsea crushed Tottenham Hotspur and moved joint top of the Premier League on Sunday. The win was due to Chelsea's dominant second-half performance. Thiago Silva's header gave Chelsea the lead in the 49th minute. Rudiger's late strike was enough to give Chelsea an identical record to Liverpool. The two sides have 13 points from 5 games, both having scored 12 goals and conceded one. COVID-19 has led to a number of health issues in those who recovered from it. People are experiencing joint pain, fatigue, memory issues and sleep trouble. Health experts have called it fibromyalgia. The health condition affects more women than men. Obesity, treatment with supplemental oxygen and ICU admission are the other risk factors for developing fibromyalgia. Doctors have suggested meditation, staying active and keeping diet under control to ease fibromyalgia symptoms.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.